Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station. Joining us on LOL Radio, we have Matt Harvey. Good evening to you, sir. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. It's a
pleasure.
It feels like a year but has passed since last we chatted.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we've done, the full rotation of the sun since I was...
Something along those lines.
Surely.
Yep. But welcome back. We're here to talk about Comedy Festival, which we've been... so excited for. The countdown is on, but now it is finally happening.
Oh, it's here. Like, the reality of it is really here. I woke up on Monday and I was like, oh, it's the end of the week.
It's the week. Right. Here we go. So your show officially kicks off on Friday.
Yeah. So I'm doing every day except for Monday. So I'm doing the full month this year. Mm-hmm. Really committed, all in. For better or worse, we'll see how that goes.
And so we're talking Wage Against the Machine?
Yeah, that's the one. So for anyone who hasn't checked it out, this show has toured a little bit, mm-hmm. not to brag. I've been all around Australia. I've been to New Zealand, and I took it to Edinburgh. So anyone who's keen to see a sharp, honed, funny show that's all about like my old dodgy jobs, my $20,000 robo desk, or the time that I broke a 100-year-old roller coaster, this is the one.
This is that show.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a wild ride. We chatted briefly about it previously on the show, but you have had the opportunity now to, as you say, tour it around, mm-hmm. and fine-tuned a little bit with the different stories and things. How have you found that?
Yeah, I always love the process of doing a festival. It's just scrutinizing every time I come off stage and see what happened there.
Yep.
What went well, what didn't go well. Sometimes listening back to ones that you recorded and just being like, oh, this needs to change. Like anyone who caught the very first iteration of this show would be surprised
how much it's
changed.
Yeah,
tightened up. One story's been dropped entirely. I don't talk about that anymore. it was just running long and it didn't need to be in there. Sort mm-hmm. of still the show flows better without it. Maybe another show. Maybe it can go on a different show.
It's got its own.
yeah. It'll find a home somewhere. But it's just that whole process is... So one of the old shows that I still take overseas, it's sort of like my tester show. It's called I Got Bit by a Monkey. In San Diego at the start of last year. And I still found when I was coming off stage, new thoughts would appear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
New tags or just little things here. I just feel like until Netflix buys your comedy special and releases it and you stop doing it, it's never really finished.
Yeah, that, of course.
You're finding little things to adjust and to put in there. And that process is really fascinating. Like the fact that, 7 years later when I'm doing this other show, a new joke appears. I'm like, well, where was that joke?
When I was thinking about this, yeah. Because this is definitely a show that a lot of people can relate to. There's nothing more frustrating than the daily grind of, going to work and or minimum wage jobs. And so, you really got to kind of tapping into a market that a lot of people are going to relate to.
I genuinely think that this is the most and the least relatable show in the festival. Only so many people have robo debt.
Yeah.
And only so many people have ever driven a 100-year-old roller coaster.
Yeah.
Those are not super accessible, but the themes and the undertones
and the
general sort of frustration that builds in the show, everybody has been there. I often walk off stage and people like to share. One of the nice things about doing storytelling is people have their own stories.
Yeah.
And they like to share. And I remember coming off stage in the UK talking about robo debt over there and, obviously needing to lay it out for them, explain exactly what was going on. And then people will come up and they'd be like, oh, you need to look up the postal scandal. The postal scandal was the good one. So we would do like international government trauma exchange,
mm-hmm.
and they'd be like, "You'll love this. This is exactly up your alley." I'm like, "Yeah, well, I mean, you were right. Every one of them was right." Like, that's an interesting niche that you've managed to lock me into within an hour. But you did it. You nailed it. And I think, in particular, because we've got the cost of living crisis, everything's very expensive at the moment. I think it's very hard to justify going to a lot of comedy festival shows.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Very hard. Like, it's very expensive. I find it's really tough to take a chance on someone that you don't really know if you're going to be spending a lot of money. And so, like, not to cut off or supersede any interview questions you had, but I think it might be good to let people know the way that I'm running my ticketing this year is much like the Edinburgh Fringe. Mm-hmm. It is a pay what you can model.
Yep.
So my Sunday to Thursday shows, you show up, you watch the show, you decide what it's worth.
Yep.
Or what you can afford. And I'll be at the door with a bucket at the end, and anything you can afford to give, I'll have a card reader as well. You don't get out of it like that. But anything you can afford to give, because I think it's really important.
It's an accessible,
about working class issues.
Yes,
be seen by working class people.
Definitely, and that gives, as you say, the opportunity for people to give what they can. So there will be people that may match it at a ticket price that would be set for other shows, but for others,
very welcome.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say no to that at all. And people do, like, people came in Edinburgh and they were very just, and in New Zealand they run what they call a koha system.
Yes.
So you can choose to do donations.
And right.
Some people were very generous with their finances there. I'm not letting down a challenge to listeners. It's just sometimes people come up and they're like, well, a lot of that spoke to me and I've got a good paying job, so here you go. Here's the money for you. Or whatever it is that they're doing at the moment. Whatever people can give or whatever they can afford to part with in order to be able to see an hour's worth of relatable comedy.
Yeah. And so it is the full run of the festival, except for Mondays, as you said?
Yeah, except for Mondays. I'll be resting.
Recuperating. That is the comedian's weekend.
That's right.
And Kaz Retop's Dirty Secrets is the venue.
That's the one. Yeah, little 40-seater down there. So come down and squeeze in. I'll get as many of you as I can in there.
Excellent. Well, it's always a pleasure, Matt, to have you on for a chat, and all the best with the festival run. It's a big one.
Yeah. I feel like post this, when I go to Sydney, I'm just going to be very tired. I'll be happy that it's only 2 weeks.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for phoning through tonight, and we'll pop a copy of this chat up as a podcast as well after the show with all the ticketing details for Wage Against the Machine.
Thank you.